called All the Law in the World Won't Stop Them, and it's the story of roughly 100 years of Saratoga Springs history between 1820 and 1920. And it tells the story of gangsters, corruption, gambling, and kind of the darker side of Saratoga Springs that we don't associate with Saratoga Springs today. So we know a lot of stories about the famous people, the very wealthy people, the casino, the track, but we don't always know these stories about what was going on in Saratoga, sort of on the other side, if you might say.
So as the chief of police, is this something you might be naturally interested in?
Well, it's interesting to me. I mean, the stories kind of tell themselves. They're an incredible series of stories in this book. And, you know, there's constables, there's criminals, there's warrants, there's political intrigue. There's all sorts of different things that is fascinating to me anyway. And, you know, I think that, you know, being the chief of police, it kind of gives me a little bit of background to kind of, you know, read between the lines, so to speak. If I see an article here that says one thing, an article here that says another, maybe I can put two and two together and kind of come up what the story was. You know, being so far back, of course, there's no witnesses or no people to talk to. You know, it's all based on, you know, things that have been reported on. So I can kind of read between the lines and understand what was happening. But, you know, as the chief of police, yeah, people kind of find that interesting or funny that I'm writing about this sort of thing in the city that I'm the chief of police of, so.
In this book, is there any of these stories that are connected to the race course, or can you tell me about how that it's been around for a long time, right?
Yeah. So. Well, there's a couple stories about the track in there. John Morrissey has a chapter all of his own. Of course, he made the race, he built the racetrack, and he built the casino down in Congress Park. So there's a whole chapter involving John Morrissey. But really, to be honest with you, this book is focused on gambling and reform efforts and efforts to try to stop it and how it didn't work. And realistically, the people of Saratoga Springs and the reformers, they never wanted to go after the track because they realized that was sort of the golden egg. And that's kind of mentioned in the book that John Morrissey would threaten the reformers that if they came after him for his casino gambling, then he would shut down the track and bankrupt the town. So the track itself is not really a central part of this story, but it's mentioned in there. And there's a few stories that relate to it, but this mostly focuses on Saratoga Springs and the people and how it kind of all operated.
Was there a certain time period in history where gambling, let's say, just using as an example, was at its peak? Illegal gambling, I guess.
Yeah, well, illegal gambling has always been illegal. So from the very founding of the village up and through the 1950s, really, Saratoga was a gambling town. And this is like the first 100 years of that history where we're talking about how it came to be, who was involved, when reform efforts came, how they were overcome, because basically Saratoga was a gambling town for well over 100 years. This is just the first 100 years of it, so.
And so your family goes way back into Saratoga Springs. And did any of this come from any maybe old family stories or things that you heard growing up about this happened then and this happened here?
Yeah. The whole reason that I actually wrote this book, it all started with a story that I learned when I was a little kid about my great-grandfather, Sid, being involved in a gangland murder in the 1930s in Saratoga Springs. It turned out he wasn't when I did the research, but the story that I was told as a kid was about this gangland murder he was involved in. And so we had gone back that far as a family. And that story kind of sparked my interest. The stories that I learned after researching that particular story is what sort of led to this book. It's a much longer story than that, but that's the Cliff Note version of how I came to be writing a book. Part of the motivation is that there's no real central one book or one narrative that tells this story. You know, if you wanted to find out all this stuff, you'd have to go to the newspapers, you'd have to go one place, another place. A lot of these stories are forgotten. And it's a story about Saratoga that you wouldn't recognize today. A lot of what we think about Saratoga as being a very safe, welcoming city, and it is. It's a very beautiful, clean, safe city, was not always the case. And for a long time, Saratoga battled with various areas of town that were not so great. Some murders, brothels, gangsters, gamblers, all that story is what this book is about. And, you know, I think we can sort of look back and appreciate it and kind of understand it, but we don't have to condone what was happening. But some of the interesting stories I think people really enjoy, whether they live here or they just visit, it's a different side of Saratoga Springs, and it's well over 100 years ago, and I'd like to make that clear. This is over 100 years ago we're talking about this stuff happening, so.